relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Do you anticipate that Hamas will try to fire on the operation, on the causeway?
You know, look, I mean, that's certainly a risk, again, but if if Hamas truly does care about the Palestinian people, then, again, one would hope that this international mission to deliver aid to people who need it would be able to happen unhindered. Tony.
Will the terrorists fire on U.S. servicemen, on sailors building a pier on sovereign Israeli land next to Gaza? The two-star general says, we hope they won't, because, what, terrorists are good people? We have so much to discuss today. Sadly, none of it good, with a dear friend of America First, also a colleague at Newsmax. He is the man for all matters national security, foreign affairs at Newsmax, the honorable former member of the Trump administration, responsible for Veterans Affairs, Secretary Robert Wilkie, welcome in studio.
Welcome. Thank you.
Now, you've arrived with some breaking news that we will discuss momentarily that fits into everything we have to discuss. But first, I have been speechless for the last 3 days.
Yes.
With regards to that Air Force general.
Right.
Who has, it seems from the footage, two stars on his shoulder.
Right.
Who says something so astrategic that we are putting our servicemen and women into harm's way, one of the most deadliest theaters in the world today. And he says he hopes that those who slaughtered innocents in October won't do anything bad to our servicemen and women. Could you just talk to us as a member who served in both services, still does, who had the responsibility for readiness in the Pentagon for that, and then rose to the cabinet? I'm just flabbergasted.
Well, let's start with the statement, the original statement that started this, from Biden, saying, oh, we're going to create a harbor and there'll be no boots on the ground. Well, first of all, by the way, this capability resides not in the Navy or the Marine Corps, but with the 18th Airborne Corps for some reason. It takes 1,000 people to build one of these things. You're not going to throw the lines to Palestinian Islamic Jihad. But let's talk about the incredulity. First, the president saying nobody's going to be on the ground. Well, that's not true.
Can you explain why that's absurd? Let's just start with that.
Yeah. You cannot bring material from the sea and just throw it over the side and have it land on a beach. You have to create a perimeter first, and then you follow that with machines, people, to construct a mini version of what Eisenhower did at Normandy. Well, the British actually did it, the Mulberry Harbors. This isn't that big. Yeah. This is designed to bring, I think, three ships together and offload
the aid.
Material.
Right. And it has to be secured.
You're going to have people on the ground and on the ship with weapons directed toward the shore to make sure nothing happens. And remember, we're not just talking about Hamas. We're talking about groups that have been at war with the United States alone for 40 or 50 years. Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is an offshoot of Black September. And for those of you who have long memories, those were the people who brought you the Munich massacre.
Correct.
And brought you the hijack of the Air France plane in June of 1976 that eventually the Israelis got back.
We're talking about the proxies of Iran that have been at war with us indirectly since 1979.
That's exactly right. And the Iranians will be happy to kill Americans because they've already taken the measure of this administration. I'll give you the example. The Houthis.
Yeah.
The Houthis continue to fire at American ships. They crippled one the other day, killed three seamen, and this thing is adrift in the Red Sea right now. There has not been the sustained campaign from the air or sea that Biden promised. It's still pinpricks. The Houthis have managed to cross the Gulf of Aden and set up shop on the African shore, so now they bracket the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea. I'd be interested to know what the rules of engagement are with this administration. And they continue to fire on our vessels, and there is no sustained response. So the Iranians have already taken the measure of this president, and this is... there's also another side to this, Doctor. And I haven't talked with you about it, and I haven't written anything about it. But I really do believe that this administration is doing everything it can to destroy the Prime Minister of Israel. They are picking up on the Obama playbook. And if you remember what Obama did, he spent taxpayer funds, sent his campaign hacks to Israel with the express purpose of destroying the career of Benjamin Netanyahu.
Let me just repeat this because this may have been missed. Obama, then president, sent his campaign staff from his election in America, which I would deem others would call election interference, to Israel to advise the opposition so that they could defeat Benjamin Netanyahu, the regnant prime minister.
That's right. Carville and Begala were part of that cabal. They're actively doing it again. The obscenity, and I'm not using that word just happenstance, or frivolously, I should say, for the President of the United States to play the schoolyard bully in the well of the House of Representatives, telling his Senate acolytes, we're going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting with the Prime Minister of Israel. That is certainly beneath the dignity of the office. But it is also an insult to a prime minister who, whatever you may think of his politics, his goal of eradicating Hamas is supported by more than 90% of the Israeli polity.
And not only that, he's our closest friend in the region.
Right. And this is the first time in the history of Israel when both left and right say, absolutely.
Right.
And both left and right saying, there's no way there's going to be a two-state solution to this thing. But Biden and his merry band of Princeton fanatics are bound and determined to do this and to pressure Netanyahu. But it's all about one thing and one town in America, Dearborn, Michigan.
Yes. Explain.
That's what this is about.
Explain.
Joe Biden cannot lose the state of Michigan and win the presidency. In the last primary, there were over 100,000 votes in the Democratic primary under the banner of uncommitted. Rashida Tlaib has made no bones about wanting to send this message to Biden that if he doesn't change his ways, meaning stop supporting Israel, stop vetoing anti-Israeli resolutions at the UN, then she and 100,000 of her friends are going to take a powder on election day. That's what resonates with Democrats, elections and domestic power.
And let's just add one final little piquant spice dollop into the mix. Why was the current incumbent 20 minutes late to his State of the Union address last week? It's because Democrat voters in Washington, D.C. blockaded the route of the president's motorcade to Congress because they deemed him too harsh on Israel?
No.
This is the irony.
Yeah. So
those who are in favor of, you know, from the river to the sea.
Right. It's interesting. The contrast in responses. When the same acolytes blocked Interstate 95 in Richmond, the Virginia State Police, on the orders of the governor of Virginia, didn't let him protest, rounded them all up and threw them in Virginia prisons. But that's quite a contrast to what the Biden administration and the Bowser administration in D.C. did.
Okay, I want to. We have so much to discuss, but we have to drill down on this because you are a man who has not only served the nation in the uniform of the nation, but you understand strategy and geopolitics. And I'd like us in the next segment to just dissect what it means that a uniformed general officer who is the face of the most powerful military in the world makes a statement of that ilk that we hope our enemies will not kill our servicemen. We're talking to the former Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. This is America First One-on-One with a very special in-depth discussion of the state, not of the nation, but the state of our military. If you enjoy the deep dives, please make sure you are subscribed to our podcast, whichever channel, whichever platform you prefer. Never miss them. Go to Salem Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. Remember what happened in the State of the Union? A gold star father heckled, quite justifiably, the current incumbent, and he said, say her name, Laken Riley. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene. Then we have a gold star father talking about Afghanistan and the loss of his son. To memorialize that, we have put her name on a T-shirt with the phrase, say her name. Go to sebgorkastore.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it. You've heard the story of Jack the Cake Baker, but what about Liam Morrison from Middleborough, Massachusetts? This young boy dared to go to school in a T-shirt that said the following: there are only two genders. What did that public school do to him? They punished a 12-year-old boy. What would you do in that instance? Would you just say, my son doesn't have First Amendment rights? He doesn't have freedom of conscience, freedom of expression, freedom of religion? Well, you have a friend in the Alliance Defending Freedom. Whether it's Jack the Cake Baker or Liam Morrison, they're on the side of Americans fighting for their civil rights. They don't charge a penny from those cases, those clients that take their cases all the way to the Supreme Court. I have a goal this month to raise $25,000 for children like Liam, for people being persecuted for their beliefs like Jack the Cake Baker. Will you support them? Make a donation today, please, for $10, $100. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top. You can call in your gift to the ADF directly. It is tax deductible. The number is 855-374-4767. That's 855-374-4767. Next time, it could be you. These are all our collective rights as Americans. Please support the amazing people at ADF. Go to S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top. So I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I think it speaks to what has been wrought by the social science experimenters on our military, the military you know so well, that a 2-star general can say, as we are deploying into a war zone, right, we hope the enemy will not fire on our troops. What does that speak to at a highest level of military service?
Let's talk about what words from leaders mean, and let's go back in history to someone who was much more accomplished than this general, a young State Department official named Dean Rusk. Dean Rusk gave a speech when he was Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia, where he talked about the sphere of influence for the United States, and he included Japan, the Philippines. He left out one country by mistake, Korea. that speech was digested in Moscow and in Beijing, or Peking then. And words of encouragement were sent to Pyongyang. The U.S. doesn't care.
Consequences.
And the next thing we know, the tanks came across the 38th parallel. This general sending the same message. Instead of a message of strength, strength to deter bad actors, please don't cross this red line. We hope you don't. But look at the backdrop. Obama, red line after red line in Syria, crossed again, again, and again. Joe Biden, those earth-chilling, earth-shattering words, don't, echoed by his vice president. No one takes this administration seriously.
May I add two more examples from history just to illustrate that this is a political reality as well, not just Rusk. We have April Gillespie, yes, our then ambassador to Iraq, who tells the Saddam regime, that little argument you have with Kuwait, that's a domestic issue. Right. Another country's territory is a domestic issue. So right. Saddam Hussein then invades Kuwait, and we have to have the largest operation since D-Day. Right. And then on top of that, we have Bill Clinton. Who said what? Who said, during the Yugoslav wars, we will not deploy ground troops, telling the enemy what you are not prepared to do.
Absolutely.
How dangerous is that, Secretary?
Well, it puts all of our people at risk. It means that you have ceded the operational tempo and control of that tempo to the bad guys. That's exactly what we've done with the Houthis. The Houthis dictate where they strike and how they escape.
How does, let's just red team for a minute. Yeah. How does Hamas think now, having heard the press spokesman for the Pentagon in uniform say, we hope you're not going to hurt us. What does the headquarters of Hamas, right, what does the IRGC in Tehran think?
Well, look, Hamas is already on the ropes, so the Iranians aren't going to lose anything by having their proxies take pot shots at Americans. The end result for them, if it happens, that this administration follows the pattern that it followed in Afghanistan, is that they will chase the great Satan away from the Middle East.
So we have another Beirut bombing.
Now, obviously, in that case, the administration recovered and sank the entire Iranian
Navy. Oh, reacted.
Yeah. Destroyed all of Iran's offshore oil platform.
But will this administration do that when we have the caskets coming back to Dover?
No, I don't think they will. And but look at this administration. We sort of half-heartedly joked about Lloyd Austin. There's a reason nobody took count of the fact that the secretary was not well, because the secretary doesn't count for anything in this administration. And I'm not demeaning Secretary Austin and his military service. What I'm saying is a political reality. Everything flows through the children at the White House. And when I say children, I mean that.
Yeah, the Jake Sullivans.
Yeah, we talk about 30-something-year-old know-it-alls.
Who've never worn the uniform.
Never worn, come from radicalized campuses.
Or were propagators of the Russia hoax, as was the National Security Advisor himself.
And the Secretary of State.
Correct. Blinken, correct.
Blinken. Yes. That's what's at play here. That's who's running the show. And let's just say that they were competent on a tactical level. Strategically, you've got people running the show who believe that our presence internationally and our record overseas is repugnant. How are they going to defend this nation if the premise is that we're unworthy to begin with?
Well, this is really the deep point that we can continue to unpack in a moment, that how can you adequately lead a nation
you don't like?
That you don't like?
Right.
It's the math doesn't add up.
Right.
Just doesn't add up. We're talking to former Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. He is the Distinguished Fellow at the America First Policy Institute and my colleague at Newsmax for all matters of national security and foreign policy. If you enjoy what we provide for you here, and if you want to be abreast of all of the breaking news, make sure that you're following us on social media everywhere that matters. You will find us there. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter. You can watch us. We are a television show as well on the Salem News Channel app on your Roku, your Fire Stick device, say your Samsung Plus device. Don't forget my exclusive content written by me and direct access to me via my website, sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com. And if you want prosperity and security back in our nation, let's get President Trump back in the White House. It's up to us, God willing. Fly the flag that tells everybody that you understand. It is the I Stand With 45 Trump 2024 flag. All of your America First gear at our website, sebgorkastore.com. All of it made in America. And please support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com. That's donaldjtrump.com. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. Shows like ours are made possible by great patriots who support us. This isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million worth of your taxpayer money every year. It's up to great people like Mike Lindell and those who support him. The left hates him. Even the FBI have been harassing him. Let's have Mike's back. He's not just the inventor of the My Pillow, the pillow that never gets hot and never loses shape. There's a reason he sold 81 million of them. Because they are that good. But are you aware he has more than 200 other items on his website made by Americans in America for you? Don't support China by buying garbage on Amazon. Go to his website, mypillow.com. Choose something for your four-legged friends. Our hound Titus loves his MyPillow pet bed. Well, it's not his. He actually stole it from Killian, his canine brother. Find something for yourself. Find something for your four-legged friends at MyPillow.com. Up to 66% off with my name and free shipping. You won't get a better deal with that. Talk to a human being. How nice is that? 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. To illustrate the point of how much the elite hates the country they are in charge of, here's a little reminder from the State of the Union less than a week ago.
All Americans deserve the freedom to be safe. And America is safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then, through my American Rescue Plan, which every American voted against, I'm mad at.
That was the State of the Union that was disturbed by Steve Nikui, who shouted about the Marines who were killed, who were betrayed in Afghanistan, including his son, who died that day with 12 other of our service members, and he was promptly arrested for telling the truth. Can we just dissect this for a moment, Secretary Wilkie? When you look at your watch multiple times at the solemn transfer at Dover, as those caskets, including that man's son, is being transferred to U.S. soil, and the commander-in-chief looks at his watch, isn't that a perfect indicator of where we are?
And I'll go back to my childhood. I mean, I said this when in my confirmation hearing, one of them, that one of my earliest memories is playing on the street, a military installation, and seeing the green sedan pull up. Out steps the officer, out steps the chaplain with the triangulated flag. Nothing shows indifference. And just outright contempt for that culture, the military culture. Then the way that the president behaved, continues to behave. And I can tell you that when he did meet with several of the families of those who died in that explosion at the Kabul airport, what I was told and what I read from the families was that he spent the first 30 minutes talking about how he understood what they were going through because he lost a son to the military. Well, his son was 50. And a sad thing, though, that was, he died in a hospital.
Well, he died here of a brain tumor.
Right. He wasn't even in the military anymore. Telling that to the parents of 17 and 18-year-old children who died because of, well, just say it, the malfeasance of this administration and its leaders. And I will say this in defense of General Austin. I cannot believe, knowing where he came up through the ranks, that he sanctioned this. I think this was a total White House operation.
You mean the withdrawal, the murder, yeah, the withdrawal?
Yeah. I can't think anyone who rose to the rank of 4-star would have sanctioned an operation so backwards as this. But that said, yes, Joe Biden showed his contempt, his displeasure for being there. And you see that also, and I think the Wall Street Journal hit it today, Doctor. And you and I have used these terms before, and now the Wall Street Journal is using it. This man believes his job is to manage the decline of the armed forces.
And can I add? The decline, yes, of the nation.
The decline of the nation.
Yeah.
But military first.
Yeah. Because they have control, utter control. You've got a piece from the Wall Street Journal we shall mention next. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, right now as we speak, is liberating over 1 million Americans from their daily pain. I just happen to be one of them. But Gary from California has his story to share. This is Gary's. I cannot thank you enough. I am 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. That should be you. If you've tried everything else and failed to ease your daily pain, do what I did. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It will be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, and for over 1 million of your fellow Americans. Don't wait another nanosecond. Ask yourself a simple question. What do you have to lose? If the only answer is the pain, I think you know what to do. Write this number down. 1-800, the number for relief, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, the Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in 2 critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls, and in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-374-4767 right now, or go to sebgorka.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to sebgorka.com or call 855-374-4767 to make your best gift right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom. What can you do to be part of the fight to wrest back the Republic from those who hate it? Do you need a national radio show? Do you need to run for national office? Be nice if you ran for the local school board, by the way. But in the meantime, if you have a cell phone, please do one thing. Don't fund the enemies of America with your cell phone. What do I mean? The big cell phone companies are left-wing. They're woke. They donate millions of dollars of your profits that you give them every year to causes like Planned Parenthood, to gun control foundations, to organizations who are trying to censor and cancel patriots. Don't do that. Don't fund those who hate America with every call you make and every text you send. Join the good guys. There's only one Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's the one I use. It's called Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee, free activation with my name, extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Oh, and they love America. Switch today. You keep your old number, you keep your old phone, or get an upgrade, but don't fund the left. Join a company that's donated millions of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. Call right now, just as I did. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gawker. Free activation with my name. 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. You've got the story in the Wall Street Journal. Yeah. Do we have the headline for the Wall Street Journal? Then we'll move very quickly to Newsmax. So all of these things are connected. So number one, and this is what your portfolio was at the DOD, Biden shrinks the U.S. military. That's one thing, fighting force. Then we go to Newsmax, this story you shared as we walked in that I couldn't credit. I couldn't believe. West Point drops duty, honor, and country from its mission statement, Mr. Secretary.
So let me take you back to 1962. Douglas MacArthur makes his last trip to the Academy. It's a poignant story. It's a wonderful speech. In fact, when my father had a command in the 82nd, one of the junior officers was the cadet who snuck the recorder into what is now Eisenhower Hall to record MacArthur's speech because no one else was recording it. And MacArthur starts the speech off poignantly. He and Herbert Hoover lived on the same floor in the Waldorf Astoria in New York, and he was coming out in the dorm and says, "Where are you going, General?" And he says, "West Point." And the doorman says, "That's a lovely place. Have you ever been there?" And MacArthur gives an incredible speech, whatever you think of MacArthur. And he said, "All in the evening of my memory, always I return to West Point and to those three words, duty, honor, country, those words that echo and re-echo in my memory. Duty, honor, country. They represent everything you should be and everything you must be. If you were to dishonor those words, a million men in butternut, in blue and gray, and in khaki will rise from their graves yelling those three words, duty, honor, country." This is what they have replaced it with.
Let's put it up on the screen. We have that as well.
To educate, train, and inspire the Corps of Cadets so that each graduate is a commissioned leader of character committed to the values of duty, honor, and country and prepared for a career of professional excellence and service to the nation as an officer in the United States Army. Only an Ivy League sociology graduate,
right,
PhD, could come up with mush like that.
Yeah.
Instead of
three words
that have inspired so many through the decades.
I have to ask this on a personal level.
Yeah.
Because you've served, it blows my mind when I meet people who served in two services. Then you're in charge of all of our military's right. readiness in Pentagon.
Right.
Then President Trump's asks you to look after our veterans. Did you ever consider that this could happen in America, to the preeminent military educational facility in the known world?
Right. I realized it could happen because of what happened when I was in VA.
Uh-huh.
Remember that VA, it was its inspiration is the second inaugural address of Lincoln. malice toward none, charity for all, to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and orphan, and to create for us and our posterity a just and lasting peace among ourselves and all men, all nations.
That's a mission statement the VA can live with.
The most, probably the most powerful address ever given by a United States president. Well, for 3 years, Nancy Pelosi tried to rip them down.
The words the from words, the VA.
Let's because they were not inclusive and they were sexist. And God forbid Abraham Lincoln had the temerity not to mention 21st century leftist pressure groups in a speech that he gave in March of 1864.
I mean, how dare he leave out transgenders?
Absolutely.
Right.
So as soon as we leave, this secretary starts yanking him down. Now, I noticed a few days ago he hasn't yanked it, the bronze plaque off the headquarters building. But he's covered himself in glory because when his people sent out the policy to eliminate the famous picture of VJ Day, he stood in the breach as a brave man, say, no, that has no place at VA, while he's destroying Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
But, of course, what is that about? That's about Joe Biden and the election.
Of course.
That has nothing to do with what he believes in.
He was caught red-handed.
He was caught, and then that's what happened.
Yeah.
But this at West Point. Now, remember, we have a, I believe it is this superintendent. Please correct me if I'm wrong. This is a guy who sanctioned degrees in diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah.
This is a guy who's gone along with the diminishment of physical fitness standards at the academy in the name of equity. And this comes from a Secretary of the Army, one who has no military experience.
Right.
Who says she doesn't want second and third generation recruits because that's at war with diversity.
Yeah.
Even though 79% of the soldiers in the Army of the United States come from military families.
Legacy.
Yeah.
Legacy.
Good luck defending the country without people like those.
We're talking to former Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie. This is America First One-on-One. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider, and that's why I am with them. Well, there's another reason. Nancy Pelosi subpoenaed my phone records for her illegal January 6 committee. Not only mine, but my wife's and my children's. When I heard that, I told my service provider they can go to hell, and I switched to Patriot Mobile instantly. They will protect you, and they're on your side. Switch today. If you're with one of the big cell phone carriers, you're funding, literally, those who hate America. Switch today. You keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade, but you are with a company that loves this nation and has donated millions of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. Call right now. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gorka. That's 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you will ever sleep on. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set for $59.98, king-size for $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the My Pillow Company continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their products. To get those specials, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98 and king size for $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Now, we don't prepare our discussions in advance, not necessary with someone of your caliber. But I don't know if you've seen this, and I have to share this with you. As I was preparing for the show today, Mr. Secretary, this news was released regarding the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, an individual who has been rewarded with positions at Georgetown and at Princeton, is now going to work for J.P. Morgan. Mm-hmm. In lunch today with my friend Rich Miniter, he raised the interesting question. It's strange that the man President Trump couldn't trust and who was very, very palsy with General Li in Beijing, his counterpart, saying, I'll give you a heads up if President Trump plans anything with China. The fact that J.P. Morgan, right. Princeton, and Georgetown, are we ever going to be rid of those who reward seditionist behavior?
Well, it's actually, I think culturally it's a bigger issue, because had that been someone who stood next to President Trump and supported him, mm-hmm. There would be no invitation from J.P. Morgan.
No, there'd be ostracization.
Right. Georgetown, it shows you just how far those institutions have fallen. Even Nikki Haley, when she left the U.N. and was put on the board of Boeing, as soon as President Trump lost the election, they booted her. And this is a cultural assault on all of us, that the privileged have us in contempt. They have American society in contempt. That speech that the president delivered was nothing but contempt
for the State of the Union.
The State of the Union, for the people who make the country work, the flyover country, the deplorables. And this represents just another manifestation of that.
It's a rewarding of that.
Right, yeah. And I'm not surprised at all.
You had, I've said this before, but I truly believe it, perhaps one of the toughest jobs in the government. And I'm not even talking about, you know, running or reforming the Veterans Affairs Administration, but making sure that all of our military services are ready to do the only job they have to do, which is prepare for war and defeat our enemies. That was your job in the Pentagon. You brought the article in from the Wall Street Journal about the managed decline under the Biden administration of our armed services. You're close to the president. The president trusts you, President Trump. Could you give us a vision for, if God willing, things go correctly and we have President Trump as the 47th commander-in-chief, what needs to happen instantly? Give us the first few days of what happens to our military.
Well, let's talk about the rhetorical approach first. Have you ever heard Obama or Biden go to the country and say defending the country is a sacred duty, that there is virtue in serving in uniform, that we support you, we will do everything we can to make sure that you are not only trained, but you survive combat, and when you come home, we will honor you? That is missing.
Can I just interrupt you?
Yeah.
How important, I mean, that's just two sentences.
Yeah.
How important is it, for example, if President Trump, if a president says those two sentences publicly, what is the effect of that?
We know what the effect is, because we saw Ronald Reagan do it after Mr. Carter left. No one was joining the military. The draft was gone. The military had reached its nadir under Mr. Carter, and Reagan said things similar to what I just said. The next thing the president will say, the job of the United States Armed Forces is not to begin wars, engage in wars. It is to deter. Yeah. We face a three-headed monster with a junior partner in Pyongyang. We are going to do everything we can to make sure they don't even think about waging war against this country, displacing us as the leader of the world.
So declarative statements to the American people, to those legacy families, declarative statements to those who hate America internationally, and then give us one or two examples of functional things that have to happen inside our military.
Take
West Point back to its...
Right, Well, the president's already said what he's going to do, and that is all of this social justice nonsense is gone on day one. We restore combat readiness by restoring the standards needed to fight and survive in combat. We tell the people that we need to go on a quasi-wartime footing to restore the power of the United States. So what do I mean by that? And I've got a paper coming out soon on this subject, a research paper. Defense Production Board, using what Ronald Reagan and Franklin Roosevelt did to tell industry, this is what we need, and we need it quickly.
Yeah.
And I see the other thing is to those uniformed people. We've spent the last 30 years chasing people in robes around the desert. The era of big power peer competition is back.
As we stated in the national security strategy under the Trump administration.
The first Trump administration said. What do I mean? In February, last month, this is staggering to me. So let me start by saying in Vietnam, in 10 years, we lost 56,000 Americans. In February, in Ukraine, the Russians lost 29,000 dead in 1 month. That's half of what we lost in 10 years.
In Vietnam.
In Vietnam. The future looks like the past. It's artillery shell on artillery shell. It's submarines. It's surface ships. It's aircraft.
It's the essence of war.
Right. And there are too many people in this town who think that it is a sanitized occupation, that it's push button and their wonder weapons coming. No. You still need soldiers to take and hold land. You still need people to fly the planes and man the ships.
Drones are very cool, but you're not going to hold territory with drones.
Absolutely. And give you an example. One area that we have such a substantial advantage in that the Chinese are going to have to rely on us to mess up, and that's in undersea warfare. Well, this administration is giving the Chinese everything they want because they've almost killed the entire production line of attack submarines, Virginia-class submarines. Instead of building two a year, they're down to half a year. The shipyards say that's just to maintain the talent. We need to be building one new one, at least, at a minimum. But they don't care. Everything's gone up in terms of budget, except the Pentagon. We're at a low that we have not seen since the administration of Calvin Coolidge.
Well, sadly, we are out of time. I could continue for many hours if one deep dive a day is not enough, if 15 hours of radio aren't enough in a week. Why not join us this July 4th for the Patriots Alaska Cruise? Especially for those of you who missed our trip to the Holy Land a year ago. We took 350 of our dearest listeners. Now it's a little bit closer to home, the most beautiful state of the Union. Check out the itinerary for our cruise on a beautiful vessel, the Eurodame, at sebgorka.com. 240 cabins already booked. It is June 29th to July 6th. Reserve a place today. Hang out with people who love the country like you do. SebGorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.